Please stand as you are able. The true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. The fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in the sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. To be seated.
Members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. We invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 98.3 FM WCQM. We invite you to tune in again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, please call the church at 715-762-4541. A condensed version of the worship service may be found on the church website at peacetoyou.pctcnet.net. That's peace, the number 2, Y-O-U.pctcnet.net. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for his ministry, you may do so on our website or Facebook page, or mail it to Peace Lutheran Church, 598 2nd Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 38 degrees.
From Music City, USA, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and acoustic country music. And now here's your host, recipient of the IBMA Broadcaster of the Year Award and the Bluegrass Now Fans Choice Award, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. Great to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. New music on the way in this hour from Authentic Unlimited, Daniel Grindstaff with Trey Hensley, the Traveling McCurries, Woodbox Heroes, and remembering the Duke of Drive, Terry Bauckham. My conversation with Cindy Bauckham of Knee Deep in Bluegrass. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com. And we're going to kick things off right now with music from Balsam Range. Here's Marshall McLean on Into the Blue.
Steal the
band here on Into the Blue. That's called Blues of the Night. Well, fans of Doyle Lawson will recall when he announced his retirement a couple of years ago, he also retired the name of the band Quicksilver. Well, that left the band in limbo, but they kept it going with a new name, Authentic Unlimited, and they've got two brand new CDs out now. This from the secular project, So Much for Forever. Here's Ruby Ann.
Rains of blood fall down on me.
He's had a string of number ones on the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey, and that is his newest single, Daniel Grindstaff, with a little help from Trey Hensley on lead vocal and Looking at the World Through a Windshield. And we'll be right back.
I've been using GHS strings since I started playing music full-time some 30 years ago.
Chris Jones for GHS Strings.
Tone is so important to a bluegrass musician, and GHS strings have consistently delivered the tone I need on stage and in the studio.
Use GHS strings for the passion, power, and performance in your music. And check out Chris Jones and the Night Drivers at chrisjonesmusic.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their health care premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. We have the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. All grown, sawn, and pressure-treated in the USA. Menards drive-through lumberyard makes it easy to get in, out, and back to work. Shop our outdoor lumberyard today and save big money on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. Plus, you can get free estimates fast for your project on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe. Check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
original music from Andy Leftwich here on Into the Blue. He is joined by Matt Menefee on banjo and himself on mandolin. He played fiddle and mandolin on that original track called Behind the Eight Ball. And you really owe it to yourself to check out the video of that one on bluegrasstoday.com. It's amazing. Well, right now, the brand new single from the Traveling McCurries. Here's Runaway Train. Heroes here on Into the Blue and their brand new single already making its way up to bluegrasstoday.com. Top 20 National Airplay Survey. That's called Cross the Line. Well, stick around. We're going to remember the late, great Duke of Drive, Terry Bauckham. Cindy Bauckham joins me right after this. Hey, Bluegrass and Americana fans, get ready for the 20th Annual Bloomin' Barbecue Music and Food Festival featuring the Del McCurry Band, Town Mountain, Sister Sadie, the Blue Ridge Girls, some 20 bands on three stages, 2 days of music, championship barbecue, crafts, and fun. May 17th and 18th, downtown Sevierville, Tennessee. BloominBBQ.com for details. That's BloominBBQ.com. Don't miss it.
In case you missed last weekend, head over to Northwood's Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin this weekend for their Spring Container Workshops. Show up anytime between 8 and 6 on Saturday or Sunday to get your hands dirty and create stunning seasonal displays with expert guidance from veteran owner Dave Charpentier and his lovely assistant Tanya. Plus, indulge in delicious Cedarcrest ice cream while relaxing outside on a beautiful butterfly terrace. Don't miss out on the fun this weekend at Northwood's Greenhouse and Ice Cream. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Visit Facebook for more details. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Right now it's 43.
25 years, the late, great Duke of Drive, Terry Bauckham here on Into the Blue. Drive in the Five, and a song that became the title track to the Accutab Sessions, Knee Deep in Bluegrass. Well, speaking of Knee Deep in Bluegrass, I have a very special guest sitting across from me right now. The wife of Terry Bauckham for 20 years and the host of Knee Deep in Bluegrass, Cindy Bauckham. Hey, Cindy.
Terry, hello. What a pleasure it is to get to join you here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. And I got to thinking, you know, we share a lot of the same affiliates out there in radio world. So people that tune into your show or tune into mine are thinking, did they reverse the show? So how could these two people be on the same show?
They're hearing double right now. They're really listening in stereo.
Yes.
But always an honor to chat with you on or off the air.
Cindy, a lot of folks know you for your work on radio, but as well as an MC around the country, touring with Terry Bauckham's Dukes of Drive. But what they may not know is that pretty much in a former life, you were a musician, and that was inspired by your father.
Oh, absolutely. Growing up in the region where I did, the very northwest corner of North Carolina, the county that I was in bordered both Virginia and Tennessee. There was such a rich musical heritage there. So growing up, I was listening to my dad play, going to events. There were jam sessions and rehearsals at the house when I was little. So I grew up hearing the stories, hearing the music, and then as a young teenager, wanting to play myself. And, you know, as a teenager loving bluegrass, you can't find a lot of other teenagers I found that were as passionate about it as I was. But then you start going to these events, whether it's the Fiddler's Conventions or the Bluegrass Festivals, and one by one, you start finding people your age that understand you, and you start thinking, wow, I have found my people. And my people at that time, like as teenagers, getting acquainted with folks like Ronnie Bowman and Jason Burleson and Alan Bybee and Sean Lane and Marcus Smith. It was like I would look forward to the next events because, hey, I'm going to get to have jam sessions with these people, or we're going to get to talk about the latest albums that are coming out, and I'm going to see if they love that new Tony Rice record as much as I do. And it's great that all these years later, I still have relationships with those folks, and that's one big thing that makes bluegrass so special.
Well, you found your way to your tribe through music, and many of the people in that tribe were close friends of Terry, many that you just mentioned here, and some of them worked with him in various bands all through his career. But as I mentioned when we started, I was shocked to learn that that was the very first song, Knee Deep in Bluegrass, that he had ever written up until that point. And moreover, you were part of pushing him to create his very first solo project, In a Groove.
In a Groove. Well, you know, through the years, he had been so busy with bands that toured a lot. There wasn't really an opportunity because the bands were doing projects. You know, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver would try to get a new project out at least every 12 months, either a bluegrass project or a gospel project. Then going back to, you know, all the other bands, you know, Third Time Out and their great recordings, Lou Reed, Terry Bauckham and Carolina, Boone Creek. So he really hadn't had an opportunity. But when he wasn't in a band that was touring a lot, I thought, what a great time. And I just had to convince him that I would do all the upfront work. I said, you just tell me what you want. You tell me the dream core band you would like. You tell me the songs. And let's just start making a plan and put this thing together. And it was so gratifying for me to have someone like him to work with and then see the fruits of our labor come into such a great release, In a Groove, and happy to say five others followed after that.
Well, and the awards as well. In 2013, What'll I Do was the most played song of the year. 2015, The Rock repeated that. He did the hat trick in 2016, Around the Corner, the most played song of the year. Fourth and Goal, the most played song of the year in 2017, according to the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey. And, you know, he was unstoppable at that point.
That was so gratifying to him because he had worked so many years in bluegrass. And I think for him to realize in the later years of his career that these songs were topping the charts, that he was having a record label of his own, that he was leading his own band, and in the latter years and then even the latter months of his life, he really looked back on everything with a lot of gratitude, knowing that a lot of people don't get to follow their passion and enjoy their life's work as much as he got to.
In addition to his incredible playing, Cindy, what would you say will be the most lasting part of his legacy?
Oh, my goodness. I think even though his driving banjo style and his bass vocals are so standout, I really think it's his personality.
The humor.
Oh, my goodness.
The Bachisms.
Oh, my goodness. It has become so clear to me, even though I knew it, but since his passing, so many people have reached out to me to say what a positive impact just being around him was. And I understand that because I lived with him for over 20 years. The most laid back, cool, non-confrontational human being on the planet. It is really easy to be married to somebody like that and so funny without even trying. Where some of these sayings came from, I have no idea. J.D. Crow told me one time when he knew that Terry and I had started dating, he said, girl, you're going to have a dictionary of balk to understand what he's saying sometimes. And I come to learn, boy, J.D. was right, but what a life to have. But I think it's got to be just that positive personality that he had all the time. I can honestly say, you know, people ask me, was Bach like that all the time? He was. If he sensed tension coming into the room, he would lighten the mood. And you know, as a married couple, you might have a disagreement or two, but his go-to line was, if you say that again, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth. I would laugh.
He never said that to me, Cindy.
Well,
he never
I'm said glad. That.
That's hilarious. And of course, he went on to win the Steve Martin Banjo Prize in 2023. And Jerry Douglas brought that very thing that you're talking about out. His incredible sense of humor, how just everything the guy said was funny.
Yeah, and he didn't try to be that way.
No.
It's just who he was. And I'm so grateful I got to tell him that he had won the Steve Martin Excellence in Banjo Award. It was literally days before his passing that the letter came. And I kept putting it off, thinking tomorrow might be a better day. Tomorrow might be a better day. But I got to tell him on a day that he was very present. He was so humbled. And how many people at the end of their life get to know how much their life's work meant to people, from the Steve Martin Prize to the IBMA Distinguished Achievement Award to other honors that he received right in those last few months, that really made him know how much people loved him.
People did love him. He had so many friends around the world. I was lucky enough to become one of those back in the mid-90s when Lou Reed, Terry Bachman, and Carolina were on tour, actually at the end of a tour. I brought them out to my hometown then of Pendleton, Oregon. They played a great show, and we were instantly friends, stayed in touch all down through the years, as I know you know. But not only did he make friends with fans of bluegrass music, but Many of the artists in bluegrass music were fans of his style, as I know you're also keenly aware. Most recently, Ashby Frank got together a group of those friends, incredible musicians, and did a little tribute to him with their cover of Knee Deep in Bluegrass. Tell me about it.
Well, Ashby is someone that in North Carolina I literally saw grow up around the music, and I got to see his talent develop. He happened to be in the studio in December working on a new project, and after Bach passed, he got in touch with me and he said, "Would you mind if we cut Knee Deep in Bluegrass?" Would I mind? I was thrilled that he wanted to. He wanted to honor Terry in some way, and he thought, what better way than to bring these guys that are in the studio with him at the time to do a reimagined version of Knee Deep in Bluegrass, a little more progressive. And after he started sending me cuts, as each instrument would be completed, he kept sending me cuts, you know, and he would say, you know, he wanted to make sure all along the way I was pleased with it. I could not have been more pleased, and I can tell you, Terry Baucom would have loved the treatment. Matt Menefee's banjo, admired for years anyway, and Terry did too. He loved Matt's playing, and even in the graphics for what he released with the single, he wanted to honor Terry Baucom because he respected him so much. That means a great deal to me, and I just don't think the song could have turned out any better.
I think it's a wonderful tribute. We're going to play it for you right now, but before we go, Cindy, again, I just want to say thank you for all you do for bluegrass music. Thanks for your dedication, and especially for sharing Terry Baucom with all of us all these years. This is Knee Deep in Bluegrass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ace Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, family-owned and operated since 1971.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 44 degrees.